A tsunami hits Indonesia. A ministry assesses damage. A teen feels the impact of Haiti's cholera epidemic. And a new children's campus lives up to its namesake in Peru. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The official death toll continues to climb as the 7.7 magnitude earthquake and resulting tsunami has hit Indonesia. The 10-foot waves hit West Sumatra late Monday. More than 300 people are dead and scores missing. HCJB Global's Dave Pasechnik says they partner with a ministry that works in the region.
The ministry facilities have not been damaged. The equipment is intact. We heard that some people are missing. Other towns have been totally flooded and washed away, with just a few people survived. So it's quite devastating, and probably the death toll will even rise more.
Pasechnik doesn't know how many of their partners have been affected. 10 villages reportedly were swept away. Their partners have orphan and family ministries.
They all work in the whole community, not only in the Christian community, but with the Hindus, the Muslims. They have problems with family, with children. They actually develop programs to help out in that whole area.
Hear the entire interview at our website. Elsewhere, the World Health Organization says the deadly cholera epidemic in Haiti is yet to peak. Reports have come in from the rural districts where Baptist Haiti Mission serves, and cholera has struck several of their partner churches. The ministry team is delivering kits with basic hygiene supplies, water purification pills, and disinfectants to help stem the spread of the disease. Pray safety for the team acting in the name of Christ in dangerous areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. 8 million children die every year from preventable diseases around the world. That's 22,000 kids every day. Why? Well, Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says the major cause, malnutrition. Van der Zalm says Medical Teams International is focusing on Guatemala.
It's one of the worst places in the world and the highest rates of malnutrition. 70% of the children are malnourished. The reason they're malnourished is because they're not getting the kind of food that they need, and their family members, their parents, don't know what to do when their children get sick.
MTI is training parents how to plant vegetable gardens and basic health care and how to prevent diseases that make malnutrition worse. Van der Zalm says $43 a month helps 12 families physically and spiritually.
In every community that we go into in Guatemala, we're reaching out to local churches, and it's a way then to show God's grace and love in partnership with these churches to others in the community who may not know God's love.
Start your support. Click on the featured link at our website. Next, games, dancing, music, sorority sisters, and fraternity brothers. Sounds like a big party, right? Oh, it was certainly just as fun, but we're actually talking about InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greek conference last weekend. Samantha Spencer, the conference's key speaker, explains.
Essentially, it's a place for students to connect with God from all areas in their spiritual journey.
Believing students were encouraged to start small group Bible studies in their houses, and many non-Christians began asking questions about the faith. Basically, everyone learned more about Christ.
It seems like every campus brought students who would either identify themselves as non-Christians or who were asking significant questions about their relationship with God. And we actually had 17 students make decisions this past weekend to follow Jesus.
Pray the new believers would get plugged into a Christian community through Greek 4 and grow in Christ. And in Quechua, Pachacamac means the one who animates the world. But orphans in the streets of Peru have no help and no hope. Enter Kids Alive International, the prophet Elijah, and a juniper tree. God used the tree to provide protection and nourishment in Elijah's crisis. Kids Alive just expanded the Juniper Tree Children's Home to about 30 kids and 5 family homes, with room for more. It's a ministry come full circle, taking hope in the desert and sharing the one who animates the world with kids who have none. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are pretty compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic. Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint. This is your last week to get it. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get Jungle Pilot, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.